This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is virtually nothing I won't do for this radio program. You guys know that, right? But today, well, I think today might just be above and beyond, so I'm going to get right to it. I went shopping not too long ago for a doll.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Today on Conversations from the Corner Office Field Recording Edition, Jean McKenzie. She is the president of American Girl. It's a doll brand that is strong, I think it's fair to say. Comprehensive might be another word you could use. We met up at the American Girl store at the Grove. It's an upscale shopping center out on the west side of L.A. And I will tell you right up front before we get going, I had no idea what I was in for.
We are here at the heart of American Girl.
Okay.
In our store.
Yes.
Looking out upon all of our historical character
dolls.
Like,
this is like Murderer's Row here. Josephina 1824, Addie 1864. This
it is,
whole, is
indeed. Yeah. This is a girl's delight. So you can go into each one of these little shops and immerse yourself into that era.
That goes to what I've heard about this brand, if you will, right? It's all about the story.
It is all about the story.
Okay.
It's about characters that really help girls learn about life in different eras and compare and sort of contrast that to their own.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
But I'm not going to pay $140 to get that doll for my daughter. I'm not.
You know, what we hear from a lot of parents is that they do choose to invest in American Girl because it's not just a doll.
No, it's a whole lifestyle. And the clothes for these guys cost more than the clothes I'm wearing now, practically.
But we have over the years heard from girls when they're 9, when they're 10, when they're 11, they're still thinking and remembering and sharing this bond with a friend that they made.
Yeah.
They might be having social problems. They might need a confidant. So part of what we offer to girls is really a way to create a companion, someone that's safe to learn through. And for that, parents choose to invest, and I think they feel good about it because it's quality and there's just a lot of meaning behind it. But the decision is yours.
All right. Yes, and thank God for that, too. Actually, that's, you know, I don't control the money in my family, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. All right, we have arrived at the down escalator.
We are headed down
to
our first floor, in which we have a bookstore. In here, we really have what we call our vitamins for girls. There's a whole range of books. This
Manners,
particular group.
Starting middle school, staying home alone, friendship troubles.
They're called Smart Girls Guides. So we encourage girls to be able to open these pages, read these pages, and get some nourishment from it. It's not just about the dolls.
Man. All right. Let's go. What else is there?
So as we come around
Style
the corner
starters,
here.
Beach stuff. Yes.
We are in a very, very exciting area called My AG.
My AG.
Where every little girl.
Oh. My American Girl. Sorry, I didn't get it.
To choose a doll that's just right for her.
Wow.
Okay? Would you like to do that?
Well, no, because I am not buying my daughter a doll.
It's not about buying your daughter a doll. It's about experiencing what girls
love. It's about buying my daughter a $110 doll. And she's going to hear this and think I'm the worst dad in the world. But anyway, give me the spiel.
So, what this brand is really all about.
Right.
Is letting girls express themselves.
Okay.
Some girls are interested in creating a doll that looks like them. Some girls are interested in a certain companion, a friend that they're going to create that has opposite hair color or hair texture or color of eyes and interests. So
my daughter
is
7 years old.
Okay.
She is Chinese, and I'm not seeing a Chinese girl.
So, if we head right
over
here.
Oh, look. And she is number... There she is. Number...
There are several
choices. All right. I'd go with like 30, maybe.
30?
I'd go with 30.
Lovely. Every doll also has the
opportunity... I'm sorry. I'm not buying you this doll. You're going to hear this, and it's going to break your heart, but I'm not buying you this doll.
And there are some additional...
Of course there are.
...options for you to consider.
Please don't take this badly. You sound like a car salesman, but go ahead.
I love
you're doing it right.
And the delight on their faces.
I totally get that.
So one of the things that we offer is ear piercing.
Wow, no, on a doll?
Yes, indeed. There's freckles, there's braces, there's all kinds of things. So
that's
really
crazy.
Is about...
I mean, it's beautiful in its way, but it's crazy. Let me ask you, though, in all seriousness, why does this brand do so well? Because here we are in an economy that's basically sort of recovering. This is the very definition of disposable income spending. You know, there's a certain sector of the market you guys are going after, which I get has the disposable income. But there are a lot of choices out there for parents and their kids. How do Dolls compete?
What we've created is a very uncommon set of value that comes out of the American Girl experience. And over time, this doll becomes my friend. And that friendship is really, really uncommon. Most toys don't have that kind of emotional connection. And so it does have a lasting effect on girls.
Yeah, it's interesting. You called it a toy, but I don't think you really believe that, right? It's something else? Yeah.
I think that the underpinnings of this brand are all about helping girls navigate through girlhood, learning how to be kind and compassionate and what it's like to overcome problems and to help others and those stories and acting it out with your doll and having your doll be your companion is part of what makes that bond so strong.
That was Gene McKenzie, the president of American Girl. We took a video crew along with us when we went. I will say only this about that. You have got to see it to believe it. It's on our website, marketplace.org.
Is it anything what you imagined?
No. Well, no.
No.
No. I did not think it was this comprehensive is the kind word. Unbelievable is the gobsmacked word. If I were a 7-year-old girl, this would be awesome. And that's all I'm going to say.
Well, here's a toast, the pink lemonade to that.
Yeah.